Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Welcome to the Behind the Sports Show, the show where we talk about everything happening in and around the world of sports, not just the scores, but the stories, the culture, and the moments that truly matter. So whether you're a diehard fan or just love a good story, you are in the right place. I'm your host, Giovanna Scroggins, coming to you live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. Episode 22, I want to start things off by diving into some NFL schedules, specifically looking at the New York Giants. They have one of the hardest schedules going into this football season. They start the season off facing off against the Washington Commanders, Jaden Daniels and co. You know, the New York Giants, they've looked pretty good. Obviously, there's a lot of hype around Jackson Dart, but you know, their quarterback room, it's deep. They have Russell Wilson, then you have Jameis Winston, and also DeVito. But I don't know, will we see Jackson Dart playing this season? We'll see. So after they play the Commanders, they go against the Cowboys, and they have to play the Chiefs, where they will host them in New York. After that, they face the Chargers, the Saints, Eagles, Broncos, Eagles again, 49ers, the Bears, Packers, then they go play the Lions, the Patriots, the list goes on and on and on. What's interesting about this schedule is they play, I believe there's only two teams on this schedule that were not 2024 playoff teams. And that is really interesting when you look at their kind of opening slate from the opening season until about November. So it's going to be interesting to see how the Giants do. And, you know, I'm looking forward to it. I think this division for them is a little hard. Obviously, you have the Eagles, former NFL Super Bowl champions. And then you have the Commanders, who I'm obviously really high on, with Jaden Daniels at quarterback. And then the Cowboys will see what they decide to do this season. And then the New York Giants. Well, this episode is really special because we are featuring, the theme of this episode is going to be women in sports. We're talking to some amazing women who have created things and been around the industry. So I'm very excited to get tapped into these conversations with them. First conversation is going to feature an individual who's made an app. And the second one, she's been in the sports industry for a little while. So stay tuned. A great episode right here on BTS. Coming back.
Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1-cubic-foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today.
Celebrate responsibly.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Welcome back to the Behind the Sports Show right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. I said it before break, and I'm going to say it again. This episode is all about highlighting and featuring women in sports, and we're going to start right here with the founder of a brand new, first of its kind, one of a kind, unique app that really is a platform where athletes, fans, and supporters can connect, share stories, and celebrate women's sports all together. So I want to welcome in its founder, Ali Costa. Ali, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing so good. And it's interesting looking at your journey. You started by playing college softball, and now you've turned into this app creator, creating this app. Let's start right there. Talk to me through about your experience playing college sports, being a student athlete, and then turning those kind of things, those struggles, into now this passion project of yours.
Yeah, it's definitely been quite the journey. You know, when I graduated from college and I stopped playing softball, the obvious is you're going to stop playing the game, but I didn't realize how much more the game provided me. You know, it gave me community, mentors, my support system, and just really shaped who I was as a person. So when I stepped away, I did feel like I had lost it, and I don't think that's a unique experience to me. I think a lot of people feel that way. So SIS is kind of my way of rebuilding that space. Like, just because your sport ends in the way that you've always known it, the community doesn't go away. There are so many people, you know, with the same background and passions, all being sports. So I wanted SIS to be somewhere where, you know, you can go to find people to support, celebrate, talk sports, learn together. Whatever it may be, whatever you're looking for.
It's interesting because I feel like when it comes to the mental health role of student athletes in college, the support can be different from a male perspective and from a woman's perspective. How do you feel like sports culture could better support specifically women's mental health for athletes at that level?
Yeah, I think a lot of it is just like open and honest communication. I don't know if anyone ever told me what it would look like stepping away from my sport. People focus on, you know, what's your next steps? What is your career going to look like? But I think a huge part of it is also like the mental aspect, like it is going to be hard. It is going to be scary. You're going to feel lost or vulnerable. And just being honest and communicate and then know that you have the support and resources.
And I think support and resources is crucial. And speaking of resources, all, you know, NIL has become a very big resource for a lot of these athletes, whether it's changing their lives financially or giving them more coverage in order to get to the next level outside of college. But there is a little bit of discrepancies, if you will, when it comes to how NIL contributes to, you know, a female and how it contributes to male-driven sports. If you could change one thing about how women's sports are covered and are marketed when it comes to the NIL space in college, what would that look like?
Yeah, I think it's just equal opportunity. You know, if there's equal investment, equal access, equal resources, and then people can talk numbers after that, but until it's equal from the start and from a business perspective, like, it's never going to be given the same chance.
Before we kind of dive more into SIS and the app and its functions and all those things, I want to kind of ask some silly questions, if you will, when it comes to competing when you were, you know, playing softball in college. Was there an opponent or a teammate that kind of taught you some life lessons when it comes to your life now and your kind of character in life now that you'll never forget?
Yeah, I mean, I can't pinpoint one specific person or anything, but I think just the whole journey of it, you can have a teammate that maybe you don't necessarily get on with, but ultimately you're on the same team and you have the same goals, so you have to figure out how to work together. And I think I carry that with me every day. If my neighbor does something I don't like, you know, finding the right way to communicate, or at my corporate job and now in my tech role with SIS. So I think just, you know, working on a team, having a shared goal, even if personality-wise you don't match up, is something that I carry and use most today.
You know, it's interesting, and again, this is kind of what your app also provides, but the phrase community, and this kind of starts at a really young age, even before college, in youth sports. I mean, there's been multiple reports and studies around how kids that start in youth sports, it really gives them a sense of self as they grow up and get older, and then they go on and do great things because they had experiences in team competitive sports. And so that's really interesting. You know, when you're around teammates, you're around coaches that push you and also teach you life lessons. But there's a kind of a question that I'm starting to really enjoy asking athletes, and that's pertaining to some maybe weird pre-game superstitions. Did you ever have a ritual that you did before the game, or maybe before you were kind of stepping up to the plate, anything like that?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I don't remember what they were specifically, but I do know I was a very superstitious person. I had, like, the same hairstyles every game. Maybe I would take, like, two steps and then normal strides up to the bat. I don't really remember what they were, but I was definitely superstitious. I think it's just a piece of the game, and it's fun so long as, you know, you don't let it get outside of your control, because sometimes, you know, if the umpire stops me, I can't let that get in my head that I didn't get my two steps in right before the box, but it's definitely a part of my game.
I love that. It's always so interesting for me to hear, like, just the different things that people do. A little bit OCD, maybe, I don't know, but it's always really fun to hear because, you know, we're all human and we all have our own little clinky-dinks and things we like to do before we, you know, get up to the plate and do things that we love, no pun intended. But, okay, let's talk about more SIS stuff. What really was the key driving factor? I know you mentioned it and talked about it a little bit earlier, but what was the key driving factor and behind creating this app?
Yeah, it really is. It comes down to the community. I think the people surrounding and in women's sports, there's so much power and passion there, and I don't think there's a space for it right now. You know, if you look at the comments on any softball post, half of them are trolls that people are fighting with. And then if you go onto Reddit, you know, some of the spaces that you would think are, if you type in female athletes, they're not what you would think they would be. So again, it comes down to I believe in this community. I love this community, and I wanted to create a space for it, one that people can show up in and want to show up in. And, yeah, that's really what it is.
Let's dive a little bit deeper into kind of what you just said, because when it comes to softball specifically in the women's sports realm, I feel like that sport, you don't really hear about it a lot. It's not as covered. What's your thoughts on how softball can just be more marketable and more palatable to fans that want to get involved and watch the sport?
Yeah, so, you know, last year my answer would have been completely different, but this past season the MLB did decide to partner with AUSL in their inaugural season with the new format. And since then, it's been light years different. There's so much more exposure, access. You know, a lot of people have MLB Network, the app where you can watch all the games. Now softball's on there. It's so much easier for me to watch a game now. They've been traveling around and selling out stadiums. So I think right now where we're at is such a great spot to be in. And it's easy now. So I can't even express, again, like just last year, this year, how different it's been. It's just really exciting time for softball.
Yeah, I mean, I personally, in the past, you mentioned if you asked me a year ago, like if you asked me a year ago, I would say I know obviously what softball is, but I don't really watch it as much. And now it's definitely eons different. And I think we're seeing that in a lot of different women-driven sports when it comes to the W and a lot of other things, women's soccer. It's really taking off, and tennis. Like, I mean, there's just so many things in the women's sports realm. And it's interesting because CIS is an app where you can talk about all of those monumental things with other people. Not only is it a community for athletes, but it's also a community for fans and supporters. What's been the buy-in so far in terms of, you know, supporters and fans connecting and sharing stories and celebrating women's sports all together?
Yeah, I mean, I light up whenever I see a conversation going on. Just the other week, somebody was asking for tips on how to train to go play collegiate basketball, and a couple people responded, and I was just like, this is exactly what it's about, because where would she have gone otherwise? You know, she could post on her own Instagram, but if her followers don't know, it's a lot different. She just has access to more people who are specifically in this community who could potentially help. So, yeah, the buy-in's been awesome. It's really just about getting it out there right now, and I know that this is something that could be huge, and it's not because I did anything special. It's all in the community itself.
Yeah, I absolutely love that. It's an important thing. I think it's a necessary thing in the world that we live in currently and, you know, around, like you said, women's sports and having that community. Well, you can download the CIS app anywhere you get your apps. You can go on the App Store, Google Play. I think that's what the Android App Store is called. But if you're using Android in 2025, come on, guys, got to get with the system. But yes, make sure you go download the CIS app. It is an amazing, amazing place to have community, be with people, talk about major things going on in the women's sports community at the collegiate level and at the professional level. I want to thank you for coming on, Allie. We really appreciate it, hearing your story, your insights, and, you know, sharing this app with our audience.
Yeah, thank you so much for the opportunity.
Yes, we have to make sure, you know, we get together on socials. If you're not following at Behind the Sports Show on socials, you should go on Instagram right now, type it in, and there you can also find Allie and the CIS app right there on Instagram. So make sure you go do that. Again, thank you so much, Allie, for joining us on BTS. All right, up next, another phenomenal woman in sports. She's done a lot. I mean, she's graduated from Texas A&M with a journalism degree, and, you know, she's going to have some cool things. So stay right here, coming up next on BTS.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624. Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Welcome back to the Behind the Sports Show right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. If you're just tuning in to episode 22 of BTS, you're in for a treat because we are highlighting women in sports. And personally, I'm very, very excited for this episode to, you know, just do that. Now we have an individual who's done some amazing things so far in her career, and the best is yet to come. I'm sure she will even say that too. I want to welcome Jenny Streeter. Jenny, how are you?
I'm good, Giovanna. Thanks so much for having me on. Happy Friday, and I'm super excited to be here and always happy to talk of women in sports. So, excited to get into it with you.
Yes, and I want to start with something that I kind of, you know, sidebar, I did a little bit of Instagram digging on your profile, and first of all, very impressed with you, your website, and all the amazing things you did, but talk about amazing things, back in 2021, you were on the Paul Feinbaum show. Talk to me about that experience in itself, because, you know, it's not normal that every day you go on Paul's show. So talk to me about that experience.
Oh my gosh, yes, what a throwback. I feel like I'm old because I'm 25 and that was like over 3 years ago, but I guess that was pretty recent. Yes, I was on the Paul Feinbaum show for their first annual Back to School Week. That's something that Paul and his team came up with, where at the start of every college football season, they do, obviously, and it with their preview work, they invite the top student reporter from every SEC school on to kind of talk about the upcoming football season, what's been going on in the student newsroom. And for the first ever time they did it, which I believe was in 2021, I was their choice for Texas A&M. So I got to go on to talk about at the time, that was when Haynes King won the quarterback battle and was named the starter. So I got to go on and tell the Paul Feinbaum show viewers all about Haynes King and what he was going to bring to Texas A&M at the time. And that was a super exciting moment in my career. I would definitely say during my undergrad student reporting days, that was a super big highlight. Not that this matters, but that was back during my blonde days. If you could go, I look so much different now than I did back then because I was in a sorority at the time, too, and was going through that whole SEC blonde era. But, yeah, that was a super fun time.
Yeah, I mean, the highlight of your career is a little bit of an understatement, and that's, you know, it was just really getting started. I mean, it still is. I want to dive into more about, like, who Jenny is, because we just talked to a former athlete, you know, she's gone on to create an app, and now we're talking to you, and you're kind of on the sports media side of things. Talk to me about your career as a student athlete, and then now coming into this amazing sports media world with journalism.
Yeah, absolutely. I got my start in sports just because I grew up in an SEC household. My mom grew up in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, and then my dad attended LSU. So really was just born into a really thick SEC household where sports were always on, were always emphasized as being super important in the values they teach you and just the fun side of the having that competitive nature. I got put in sports as like early as possible and played soccer my entire life, went on to be a varsity soccer player at my Texas 5A high school, so just a really big high school, and I hate to say it, but the varsity bench warmer to like sports journalism track that like a bunch of people in the journalism field joke about is not a joke. That's honestly like so real. I went from, you know, being on varsity soccer to kind of not being one of the starters and always kind of watching and learning to kind of really taking that role in stride and kind of learning as much as I could about sports. I've always been like a really gifted writer, like always took all of the AP Englishes and got high marks on them during high school. And by the time I got to Texas A&M, I kind of combined those two aspects and joined the student newspaper as a sports writer pretty much as soon as I could. Was promoted to head sports editor, I believe, my junior year. And then did that, graduated, went on to get my master's in journalism at Columbia. Here, learned a lot more while I was there, worked for the athletic department there, kind of on, like, PR, multimedia, on-camera side of things. So that was super fun, getting to, like, learn a different role and be kind of more involved with the athletes themselves. I got to learn, like, a lot more about what it's like working closely with athletes, traveling with the college, for away games and things like that. And then when I graduated, I was a sports information director for a year at SMU, so kind of did sports PR for a year. And then now I'm just doing a bunch of different contract writing jobs. As you know, Giovanna, I just got hired by OnSI at Sports Illustrated literally 2 days ago, so this is my second day on the job for them. But, yeah, have been doing the sports journalism thing ever since I was 18 and haven't looked back, and I'm really happy with where I'm at and hopefully where I'm going.
Yeah, and you're going far, let me tell you right now. It's interesting because you mentioned you grew up in an SEC household, and I'd be remiss if I did not ask you this question. And if you can try to give a little bit of an unbiased answer as, you know, a fair and neutral sports reporter, I have to ask, SEC or Big Ten? I mean, you can't really compare, but we're going to compare today. What are your takes on the two different conferences and how they're shaping up for this upcoming college football season?
Yeah, that's a really interesting question, just especially with where the state of, like, conference realignment and the importance that has been placed on conferences just within the past few years. You know, conference realignment and what conference you're in has never really been as important as it is now. That's something that a lot of people talk about. Just growing up, though, I was someone who, like, my dad was an LSU fan, my mom was an Alabama fan, like, half of my family attended Texas A&M. So I'm someone who was really just brought up in the SEC, and, you know, it's so hard to give an unbiased answer, but I think even though I also attended an SEC school, I truly just think it, like in their slogan, it truly means more for SEC sports, and that also has to do with just how much people pay attention to the SEC. Like, I do think that the SEC has some of the most enthusiastic fans in college football and across all other sports. But yeah, definitely paying attention to what conference schools are in and where the future of conference realignment and how that affects things like the college football playoffs and things like that has never been as important as it is now. So totally respect the question.
No, I totally agree. I mean, I dove into this topic a little bit on my Instagram on BTS, and it's interesting because, you know, there's arguments on both sides that, you know, some of the conferences are a little bit top-heavy than others, and so on and so forth, but there kind of is this underlying thing that at the end of the day, one conference has kind of been dominant for a while, and the other, it's kind of every now and then. So it's interesting to see, but especially now, yes, conferences are play a huge role, but I also think we're entering into a little bit of an era that if your team is performing, they're just performing, and you know, we might see some teams from other conferences outside of the SEC and Big Ten that kind of sneak in there and maybe into that new 12-team college football playoff. So we shall see. Well, Jenny, stay right there. I want to dive into more of your career, what you're currently doing right now. I want to talk about all the sports, different leagues that you've covered, and I also want to get your take on the woman's role in sports when it comes to media landscape. So stay right there, Jenny. Y'all stay tuned for more BTS right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network coming up next.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Welcome back to BTS Behind the Sports Show right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network presented by Innovative Wellness Center. Welcoming back in Jenny Schreeder. She is a very accomplished journalist amongst other things. And Jenny, I have so many questions to ask you in so little time, but I want to start right here. We talked a lot about football and you haven't just covered football. You've covered a lot of different sports like the NHL. What were those experiences like, and what's sort of your favorite sport to cover?
So that's such a good question. I would say the main sports that I've covered, like you said, I have covered a little bit of everything. Over the past year, a lot of my coverage has been NHL focused, like you said. And I have honestly really been enjoying covering that, Giovanna, just because it's such an aggressive sport, you know. Coming from being a college sports reporter, especially in a time where, you know, we're seeing compliance offices and the NCAA really kind of not lock things down, but just have there be a lot more rules and kind of regulations in just across the NCAA as a whole. I found that covering a sport like hockey where, you know, fighting is not only allowed, but sometimes encouraged for the fans, and really seeing aggressive hits like that is something that I've really been enjoyed covering, just because that's so unique, you know, coming from the college scene, that's something I've never covered before. So covering enforcers like Matt Rempe and Evander Kane, like that's something that I found that I've really enjoyed covering in the NHL. I will say when it comes in terms of my favorite sport to cover, I would say anytime I get to cover baseball is just a little bit sentimental to me, just because my grandfather, who passed away in August of 2022, he was a college baseball pitcher for LSU. So at the time he passed, that was a sport that I had never covered. And then when he passed, that was something where I was like, no, like in his memory, I'm going to start covering baseball more. And I've since worked my way up to covering a few Major League Baseball games here and there. So I would say covering baseball would be my favorite sport, at least currently, just because of what that kind of means to me on a more sentimental aspect.
Yeah, I love that. The sentimental value definitely makes you work just a little bit harder and get you a little bit more invested. But it's interesting when you talk about your different experience in the journalism realm and sports media industry. Do you feel like there's a sport that really is thriving and just leading the pack when it comes to the inclusivity of women in sports and giving them a place at the table?
Ooh, yeah, that's another really good question. My first instinct, like the first sport that jumps out to me, I guess would be college softball, just because I think a lot of people don't realize just how many viewers the Women's College World Series draws, especially when placed in comparison to the Men's College World Series. You know, softball, when you're dealing with powerhouses like Texas and OU, softball is a sport that's really like fun to watch, but also just draws a lot more viewership than people realize and means so much to, you know, a sport that's really big for young girls, right? Think about how many little girls you know or someone else knows that play softball. So softball is probably the first one that jumps out at me. Another one, obviously, is women's soccer. That's something I've mentioned that I played. But women's soccer is a sport that, like, is a sport that regularly, like, when someone asks, like, what's the women's sport that regularly draws more viewership than the same sport for men? And women's soccer regularly is just overall more popular than men's soccer. So I would say that women's soccer and softball really give female athletes a lot of the attention they deserve and is super fun to cover. You know, softball, the chance they do from the dugout and how they make the game fun in in-game interviews, whether it's players putting hats on their other players or distracting them while they're doing interviews. That's always a sport that's really fun to cover for sure. Obviously, we are in the Libby Dunn era as well, so women's gymnastics is also really finding their footing and growing viewership as well.
Yeah, it's interesting you mentioned softball because our previous guest, you know, her college student career started in softball. And so it's interesting just to hear that because, like you mentioned, the softball World Series is a huge draw nowadays, and I'm excited to see where it goes. I want to make sure we cover what you're currently doing, this new role you mentioned, second day on the job. That is awesome. Talk to me about your new role and what exactly you're doing and what you hope to achieve.
Yes, so I got brought on 3 days ago to be a new NFL writer for OnSI at Sports Illustrated. I'm currently doing New England Patriots coverage for them, literally second day on the job. Spent my first game night last night covering their preseason game against the Giants and have really just kind of jumped right in on the thick of things and joining the OnSI Sports Illustrated family. I kind of like got that job, and that was kind of really like a moment for me where I was like, oh my God, like I'm really starting to feel like I've made it in the sense of the sports journalism industry. Working for a company that's in the Sports Illustrated family is obviously a dream come true, and I'm super excited to be there and see where it takes me. But yeah, I am one of the newest NFL writers for OnSI at Sports Illustrated.
Yeah, that's awesome. When it comes to the NFL, you know, as we wrap up here, what are your expectations since you are covering the Patriots? What are your kind of expectations for this team this year? Obviously, Drake May at quarterback. Now you add Stephon Diggs to the offensive game of things. What are you thinking for the Patriots this season?
First of all, covering a team like the Patriots is always super fun just because, you know, I'm someone who grew up during the Tom Brady, Bill Belichick era. So this is obviously a franchise that has great history and is storied in success. For this year, they are under a new head coach, Mike. So obviously you do mention like the well-known player names, but something that I've really seen as I've been covering them this preseason is we're really seeing a lot of veteran players kind of be sidelined in favor of, you know, like rookie players, and we're seeing their new head coach Mike really find his footing and just make a lot of changes to the roster and to defensive schemes and everything like that. So I really think for people, for what to expect for the Patriots this year, expect the unexpected, because I think they're really trying to shake things up and trying to try new things, and we're going to see how that develops.
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree with you there. I actually really like Mike Vrabel at the head coaching position for this New England Patriots team. I think that he's a very hands-on coach, and that goes a long way with new guys stepping up into the professional realm of the NFL. And, you know, there is sort of no ceiling for the Patriots, and I think it's going to be really fun to watch them this season. Obviously, hope things go decently well for them, but I'm definitely excited to tune in and to see how they do. This question, kind of want to open up the floor to you and get your thoughts on being a woman in the sports industry in general, and how have you seen it evolved during your career, and where do you see it going?
Ooh, yeah. Well, I would say when I got my start when I was just 18 as a student reporter, that was a time, that was 2018, and that was a time where I was pretty much consistently one of the only females in the press box, and it was a time where it was really kind of rare to see a woman in sports. And now I'm so glad to see that the industry has become more inclusive and that we're seeing a lot more women just be involved in sports, whether it's in sports journalism, whether it's in officiating, whether it's in behind the scenes and broadcasting. It's super exciting to see that women in sports is growing at such a strong rate. Obviously, on the MLB side of things, I just got done covering Jen Powell's becoming the first female Major League Baseball umpire in history, so that was something really cool. But we're really seeing women in sports grow on all levels, not even just in the sports journalism industry, and that's something that's really fun to see. I will say some of my favorite moments in the sports journalism industry so far have just been connecting with other women that are in the press box or that are behind the scenes. And I think what's so special about being a woman in sports is that when you meet another woman in sports, it's like you have this instant connection where you can relate to each other and are both fighting for the same things and are going through the same things. And just every woman in sports really fights for any other woman in sports they meet. And it's so nice to just connect with new people and see the industry grow in that sense in particular.
Yeah, and I think the industry is growing at a rapid rate. But obviously there are some things that we still kind of have to overcome. What do you feel like are some roadblocks and some obstacles that are still in place, maybe from a fan perspective or even from like a organization high up CEO perspective when it comes to females being a part of this industry?
Yeah, I think that unfortunately, like, there are people out there who are really stuck in the past. And, you know, unfortunately, sexism is something that's been a part of our country's history. And, you know, there are some people who just unfortunately are still stuck in the past. I think what's hard when you're, like me in particular, what's hard when you're a female journalist is when you're a regular journalist who's a male or who's not a female and you make a mistake, like you made that mistake just because you're human and everyone makes a mistake. Whereas if I were to write something, get a fact wrong in one of my articles, I didn't get that wrong because I'm a human being. I got that wrong because I'm a woman, right? There are some instances where, you know, there are fans out there who still kind of aren't too big a fan of women in sports. So I would still say that, unfortunately, just like that mindset is still kind of a roadblock for women. But again, like going back to my previous answer, what's so helpful about that is being able to connect with other women in sports who kind of have undergone that same thing, who have experienced similar experiences, and who can really rally behind each other and support one another.
What's your favorite behind-the-scenes moment you've experienced? Like, something that not a lot of people know, something that, you know, you haven't really told a lot of people. What would that be for you?
Ooh, that's a really good question. Trying to think here. I guess my favorite behind-the-scenes moment is something that happened just recently where someone I've recently mentored, her name's Naomi Brown, she just got a job as the UNT Assistant Director of Broadcasting, and that's a role she got as a 22-year-old, you know, fresh out of college, and it's like she got that job, and then 2 days later, I got hired by Sports Illustrated. So I would say, like, favorite moment behind the scenes in the sense of women supporting women is just her and I being able to have that special moment together where we got hired together. But favorite behind-the-scenes moment, I guess, covering Jen Powell, that was something that my boss reached out to me as one of the only women, female journalists who was on online at the time, and he was like, look, like, this is a story, Jen Powell being behind home plate for the first time in history, this is a story that I want a female reporter to write. So I guess just being, what I think people don't understand is that being a woman in sports also provides you with opportunities that you get because you are a woman in sports, which is starting to become really special as well.
Yeah, and I mean, I would want to cover that story. And on that note, too, you know, maybe you're going to have to mentor me a little bit. I mean, two jobs from two different people that are amazing positions. Like, we're going to have to talk offline, Jenny, and maybe you can give me some tips about everything. Yeah. But, I mean, this conversation in general has been amazing, and I'm so glad we got to highlight you and your story and what you're doing. I cannot wait to continue to see what you have to put out this season around the Patriots with Sports Illustrated. I think it's going to be amazing, and, you know, thank you for joining us, Jenny.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on. I really enjoyed talking to you, and of course, don't hesitate to ever reach out, and if you ever need anything, I'm always here and always happy to hop on your show. So really appreciate you and really good talking with you as always.
See you guys, community. Everyone's nice here. All right, we wrap up episode 22 of BTS right after this. Stay tuned.
Travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
The summer I watched women's sports. Summer is obviously coming to an end, but, you know, I'd be remiss in saying that there hasn't been a lot of feature big highlight moments when it comes to women in sports, and there's more to come. It's so exciting, and, you know, I kind of just have this thought of who's the GOAT in women's sports. I don't even know if you can choose one because there's so many, but obviously names like Serena Williams, and, you know, you have Coco Gauff in the tennis world, and Simone Biles in the gymnastics world, and the list goes on and on. Asia Wilson's, Caitlin Clark, a lot of it. You know, Paige Beckers, the rookie, she's already making waves in the W, and it's amazing. So very excited to highlight women sports and everything in this episode. That's going to do it for us today on BTS. Huge thanks again to our guests, Ali and Jenny, for pulling back the curtain and sharing those stories you definitely will not find in a box score. Be sure to tune in next week for yet another exciting episode with even more incredible guests and insight from the world of sports. Don't forget, go on Instagram and type in @BehindTheSportsShow. There you can
follow us for all the latest updates. We'll be right back here next Wednesday, same time, same place. A big thank you again to our guest. I'm Giovanna Scroggins. This has been Behind the Sport on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. Keep supporting, keep celebrating, and keep being curious about what happens behind the sport.